This first program will be a shorter program, and the second program will be then the longer program. The purpose of this gathering is that every day when we go out in the world, from the time we grew up, we were in school, we went to university, we grew up with television, with Mnet, now with internet, now with Google. Our entire education that has taken place in one direction. Because of that one direction, we don't believe there is any other story. We only understand the story we know. See, when I was a small boy, there was something called Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry is Disneyland. I would never ever not trust Tom and Jerry, or Goofy and Mickey Mouse, or Donald Duck. I would never feel that, hey, Donald Duck maybe is Shaitan himself, and he's speaking lies. Can't be. He looks so good. Shaitan can't look good. Shaitan looks ugly. So Donald Duck would tell me his story, Mickey Mouse, and I would shake my head. Makes sense, makes sense. So much sense it would make that I would see Tom and Jerry. Tom was a cat, Jerry was a rat. But I wouldn't call him a rat, I would call him a mouse. Because when you say the word mouse, now he sounds nice, he sounds cute. I want my mouse, I want to play with my mouse. And years later, one day, one mouse really ran in front of me. When Tom and Jerry was in front, Tom was the bad guy. I say, you stupid cat, you idiot cat. Tom was trying to save the house of the rat. But he would be the bad guy. And Mr. Jerry, which is a mouse filled with germs, I would get happy when he's eating the cheese. Not understanding if one day he has to touch my cheese, I'll never touch that cheese again. Then when that Jerry ran in front one day when we were eating, we were having Sari in one house, and having Sari, my small son said, hey, what's that? And that runs so fast, you don't see it. So I looked, I said, nothing. He said, no man, something went. And then we're eating, and then something went again. When the second went, our Sari went also. Now we're sitting for the next 1 hour waiting for Fajr. That was my first day in England. And I'm wondering how I'm going to make it till Fajr namaz. Because after Sari, there's a long gap. Because they got different view. One person is making his Sari early. One person will make his Sari later. And then Fajr will come. So I was thinking, how I'm going to manage till Fajr? After Sari, you want to sleep. But that Jerry that day kept us awake. We tried the broom, we tried the vacuum. We woke up the whole flats, vacuuming in the sofa, trying to get Mr. Jerry. Then I understood that Tom and Jerry was a lie. All my life I thought Jerry is the hero. When I saw him, everything changed. We saw Rambo when we were small. Now I don't know what you see. Rambo was this guy who would come to the American headquarters, White House, and they would say, Rambo, there's a job for you. So he said, I'm ready. So what's your job? You must go in the Arab lands. Because that Arab sheikh, he got this girl hostage. And now he's going to rape her, he's going to do whatever. So he will say, no problem. Now he's Rambo. So he'll take out his shirt. Normally you go in war, you put on extra clothing. He'll take out his shirt, he put on a bandana, red bandana. Then he would come into the Arab lands, holding onto the helicopter, like hanging, and then he would drop down, parachute, and now Rambo is there. Now Rambo would go through the whole army. Sometimes they would even catch him, that, hey, there's Rambo. Now they'll start shooting, they'll send bombs. But you would see one Rambo, as he runs, the bomb blows there, then he goes that way. Bomb goes this way. Bullets will go past Rambo, but Rambo would never die. One Rambo would take the whole country, he reached the white, that palace of that sheikh, save that girl, she would tell him, thank you Rambo so much. Then the helicopter would come, Rambo would jump, holding the girl with one hand, and Rambo would say. And everyone would say, wow, Rambo, that is America, wow. Then suddenly when we were in madrasa, there was something called 911. One building in America came down. Then America said, people in Afghanistan did it. Then America sent hundreds of Rambos, not one Rambo. Hundreds of Rambos now to find one Osama bin Laden. Hundreds came down. Hundreds. But they never come without any shirt. They came with space suit. They had so much clothing on top of them in that hot area. I don't know how they survived inside. Because they were so scared of one bullet. And when those Rambos landed in that land, what happened? What happened is one man was telling his friend, you know me one time, I landed in a area of the jungle, where suddenly a lion came in front. He said, my whole heart went. Imagine you see a lion. You see the lion in the zoo, it doesn't affect you. You'll run up and down, say hey. Let that cage just open, then you'll see all your hey hey go. Everything. That one lion came out, that man said, my heart went. So he's telling his friend, I just closed my eyes, reading my dua, and I started running. You can't run from a lion, but he's running. See, as I'm running, I look on my side, and I see the lion is going to pounce. You know, the lion's going to pounce, you know how he goes. Just before pouncing, the lion's leg slipped. So the lion went, poof! I went, ha! And running. Lion got up again, running. He's just going to pounce, and he slipped again. He went, bang! I go, oh! Running. So he carried on his story, like I said, his friend after that told him, you know, your story is making my heart also go. What a story. He said, you know, if I got stuck with that lion, I don't know how you ran. Me, my number one would have come out. He gave his friend one smack. He said, you idiot, you don't know what the lion was slipping on. My number one was coming out. It was pools. That's why he was slipping. When Rambos reached Afghanistan, that's the only thing that came out from there. It was number one. They can't see one bullet. They can't see one blood. They can't see death. But Disneyland never taught me that. So I grew up in a lie. Now I understood 6 years of my life was a lie. Then how many more lies there were? So then I went to school. In school, my teacher taught me a lot of things. But how much was true and how much was lies? My teacher taught me that you must be friends. Friends with everyone. But in making me friends with everyone, she made me sit next to Aisha, Fatima, Ruqayya. She never let me sit next to Ahmed and Muhammad. She wanted me to be friends with girlfriends, not with boyfriends. Why she did that? She said, one day when you get married, then in life, you'll know how to behave. It was a big lie. A man who sits surrounded by girls doesn't learn how to handle girls. A man who sits surrounded by girls doesn't learn how to handle girls. You're a big shot. You tell your dad, you know me, I got 3 girlfriends. And now there's the amazing thing, the smaller the boy, the more the girlfriends. Because he doesn't understand what a girl is. You want to be safe in life, you're safe with one. If you're very strong, you might survive 2. You can't get more. Not a South African. But you 5-year-old, 6-year-old, say, I got my Aisha, I got my Sumeya, yeah, I got her number, now you're sending her messages. So what you think it's easy to handle women. But you, what you don't understand, a woman before she's your wife is not the woman who's going to be after she's your wife. So you learned a lie, you learned Sumeya, you know, I just give that one joke, she laughs, eh, what a joke you made. And Aisha, then she says, eh, good joke. When you get married, you can make the most jokes. Your wife will look at it and say, stupid joke. She's not going to laugh. But you learned a lie. You came in a lie. You never understood. So you get that girl. She saw Cinderella. She saw the wand. She saw the pumpkin change to a carriage. She jumped in with her slippers on. And now she came to Mr. Charming, Prince Charming, whatever. He gave her one kiss. She was, oh. And you saw Cinderella and you thought, I'll be one day Prince Charming, she'll be my Cinderella. And we'll give one kiss, we'll get married, and they lived happily ever after. Then the movie finished. Now you get married. She got married, Cinderella, you Prince Charming. Now you all got married. First night, everyone's taking pictures. She's shining, she's happy, she's smiling, she's looking at the slippers. She's wondering whether she'll also change. You looking at her slippers, wondering what would change in your life. Everything's happening. Now you go, mommy says salam, daddy says salam. Now you go on honeymoon. Honeymoon is still a dream. So you look at the moon. You go to a hotel. You say, welcome, welcome. Here's some fruit for you. Cut nicely. You wake up in the morning. You don't have to tell your wife, go make eggs. Because eggs are ready. You go downstairs. She'll eat slowly. She'll eat. She'll sip her tea in front of you. You'll have some juice. She'll say, can I get you something? You say, can I get you? Life hasn't started. 5 days later, you come home now. Now home you come. Now there's no milk in the fridge. It's late at night, 11 o'clock. And she tells you, how am I supposed to make tea tomorrow? You say, I'm so tired. You say, are you crazy or what? I want milk. Now there's no that your fruit is cut. Now you realize Cinderella is now the witch mother now. She changed. You landed up in the wrong hands. What happened then if you were ready for marriage? You would have understood beforehand, every girl is like a boy. And she would have understood every boy is like a girl. But you never understood that. Why? Because you lived in a lie. What was the lie? You see, you go with your girlfriend. You go to Wumpy. You take her out. So when you take her out, you are Mr. Perfect. and she is Mrs. Perfect. She puts on her scent, you put on your itar, your perfume, she makes herself doll, she puts her hair right. You never saw that she got problems, and she never saw you got problems. Now you go there, she orders her whatever she orders, you order your burger, and you order your Coke. Now they bring the Coke, now she's trying to open the Coke. As she's trying to, she hasn't got so much strength, so she gives one extra pull. As she pulls, that whole gas goes bursting on top of your head. You made your gel here, and everything fountain now goes in your lovely clothes. There is Coke everywhere. So she starts grabbing the tissue. She says, "Hey, I'm so sorry." You say, "No, don't worry. Don't worry." You take the tissue, you start wiping. She shakes her head. She says, "What a man this is. Coke is in his jockey, and he's not worried." Now she goes home. She says, "Mommy, I found an angel. Coke came from the heavens. He never twitched." Mommy will say, "My daughter, don't believe." You say, "Mommy, you never saw him. That was the test." But what test was it? Now she'll come home. Now she'll start making a lovely egg. But little bit salt she never put in. Now forget the Coke falling. That one salt will bring the whole roof down. Now she never understood. Why? You go buy a car. I got my friend here who sells cars. When you see his face, you think of cars. You go buy a second-hand car. You already know it got a problem. You ask the guy who's selling you the car, how bad is the car? So he'll tell you, it got couple of like this, couple of like that, but it moves. So you buy the thing because you got a budget. When you sit in the car and you start driving, you're going to still hear the sound at the back, the grr, grr. But you're not going to be worried. You're going to make dua, alhamdulillah, it's moving. I'm reaching. Someone will tell you, you're not hearing that noise in the back. You say, "No, don't worry, from the time I bought it, it's making that noise. The car is moving, so don't bother about what doesn't harm you." But when you go to a guy and he tells you, "This car got no fault," then when you sit in the car and you hear the first sound, already your heart, you want to return the car. You go back, you say, "What's wrong?" The guy says, "No, it's a small fault. It's not affecting the engine." You don't believe now. Because when you enter in a dream, thinking there's no faults, then a small fault becomes a huge fault. And when you enter into reality, understanding there's a lot of problems, then huge problems become no problems. A boy wants to get married. Internet will teach him a different world. He wants to learn how to be married. So what he'll do, he'll say, go to Google. You say, "Sheikh, Google, how to be married." You see, a lot of other things will come up there also. How to do lot. In the past, the Sheikh, his mother would send him, "Go ask Molana," because they were too shy. He would say, "Go and ask Molana, like, what must happen? You're going to get married. What's going to happen? Or you're going to get baligh, mature." There was a time in life when boys never knew what maturity was. Beforehand, people would understand he's going to get mature soon. So they would tell a sheikh, you know, explain to him there's birds, there's bees. And he would have his own butterfly story. In today's time, Google explained everything. But he never explained it truly. He explained a lie. So you saw Google how to be married, what happens the first night, how you be a girlfriend, boyfriend, how you must kiss a girl, how you must suck, what you must do. All funny things. Now you saw Cinderella, you saw Prince Charming. And now you waiting, when can I give my first kiss? When will first romance start? But the one who taught you was a liar. Because it was a liar, your entire dream is a lie. And when you enter reality, you can't take it. So that girl comes home, she's shocked. She says, "Daddy, I don't want to go back to my husband." Father says, "What's wrong? You just got married 5 days ago." She says, "Daddy is swearing me." Father says, "Can't be, man. He got a hanka topi on. He'll never swear." He says, "The words he's using, those four-letter words, I'm shocked." Daddy got shocked. "What four-letter?" He's thinking of the letter starting with the F. She says, "Daddy, he told me that first day, cook." "How can he say cook? Cook is four letters. That was swearing." Then he told me, "Ain. Ain is out of my mind. The maid ain. Cooking, the ironing, the wash." Those were the swear words. Why? She went into a dream. She thought when I get married, there'll be three maids. They will come and say, "Mrs. Princess, Queen, can we do anything? Rub your legs." She went here. She never knew reality. If you don't know reality, when that balloon bursts, you get shocked. Our problem is we learn from the wrong sources. Everything we learned is a lie. You went to school, they taught you everything of the world. They taught you how the water goes up. They taught you how the water comes down. They taught you how there was a bang and the world came into operation. They taught you how Vasco da Gama reached America and he took over America and there was no one in America and you just, yes. You learn this guy is good, he is bad. When we were small, there was someone called Shaka Zulu. So Shaka Zulu was the boss because he killed a lion with his own hands. Then there was someone called Dingaan. The name itself shows he's a bad guy, Dingaan. He was Shaka Zulu's like brother or something. So it was, I was thinking, what a stupid story, now we must worry about Shaka and Dingaan. But what happened is the white man came in, and Shaka Zulu was the person who was like good akhlaq, he had good character. He said, welcome, welcome, come, take over South Africa. All South Africa, I give it over to you because you white, you clean, I'm dirty. So he gave over South Africa, the white man was in charge. Dingaan was the evil, the jealous. He said, how can the white man come and take over my land? So he was the bad guy. Your own mind supposed to have taught you that the man who tried to save his land from the white man, he's supposed to be the hero. And the man who sold it, supposed to be the evil. But because the line there in history book showed you Shaka Zulu, the name sounds nice, he killed a lion, and then he gave the white man, so he became the hero. Dingaan, the name sounds bad, and the sentence they showed, he killed Shaka Zulu, so everyone said, what an evil man. 100 years later, history will change the whole story. History will say, you know what, Shaka was the evil guy. Dingaan was the hero. When we all die, what we will understand, what's the truth? Shaka might also be burning in Jahannam, Dingaan might be burning with him also. Both of them were not good. Because they never have Iman. But we never learned that. In school, you never learned the truth, the lie. I went to a place in England called Legoland. So Legoland is created for the youth. It's Lego. Lego is an expensive thing. Any child who grows up learns Lego. So when the son heard there's a Legoland, everyone wants to see what is Legoland. Legoland, everything in that land is made of Lego. So you know how small Lego is. Now you can see that small Lego, you add it. You can picture them making the size of this room here. But with Lego. How much of million pieces of Lego they need to make that thing? And that's only one piece. Now you'll see the cars in Legoland, the aeroplanes in Legoland. You will see Humpty Dumpty in Lego, all made of Lego. You will see Cinderella, you will see all your bosses, whoever was bosses, made of Lego. And in Legoland, the other thing is rides. Now every child likes a ride. You pay a big price at the beginning, now you get free rides. So as I was looking at Legoland, for me it was a game, a toy. But I saw that everything that our Quran spoke about bad, this is evil. They failed. They were failures. Legoland showed these were the bosses in the world. Now that small child when he's going for his ride, he understands. We reached one place in Legoland. All my life I knew Vikings. Vikings are pirates. Pirates were fire worshippers. They would stop ships that were going on good journeys. They would jump on the ship. With their swords they would first slaughter all the men. Then they would first rape the woman and then cut open their stomachs. Do filthy, filthy things. And then they would take blood and drink it. And pour it over their faces. They're a filth. But in Legoland, you will have the ship made of Lego. You will have the Viking made of Lego drinking blood also. And then you'll be written there, are you ready to become a Viking? So you'll see that young boy, he's ready to buy the sword. He can't understand. This is filth. Because Lego showed it. And we carried on in Legoland. And we came to the pharaohs. Pharaohs means the mighty, what is called the empire of pharaohs. So there were pyramids made of Lego. And then you had to go inside and you will see all the filth, all the dirt. And there you got it, the mighty lands of the pharaohs. Are you ready to become a pharaoh? Pharaoh is Fir'aun. Our Quran would speak about that Fir'aun was destroyed. How the sea in the ending spat him out. How the earth never wanted to keep him. He said, you made Allah angry, the world doesn't want you now. Get lost. Legoland made the mighty pharaoh. Everyone wants to be a pharaoh. Then we carried on in Legoland, there was King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. So whatever it was, when we were small, we knew King Arthur was a cartoon. But as I grew up, I learned about King Arthur. King Arthur was a king, if he was there or another name, who died to make the Muslims in the world die. To destroy religion. To search out believers everywhere and destroy them, bring them to the ground. And that name came Arthur King. There now you will reach there and they got there, are you ready to become a knight? A knight in the world today with a K, K-N-I-G-H-T means a Satanist of the highest rank. But that sentence, are you ready to become a knight? My son was with me, but because I was explaining to him as he was going, he would say, hey, I don't want to become a shaitan. But every other boy would say, daddy, I want to enter. I want to become a knight. Knight, the highest level of Satanism. You become a knight. Salman Rushdie, before your time, in our time when we were young, he wrote one filthy book which was called Satanic Verses, where he showed the entire Quran was a made-up speech of a shaitan to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he gave a long story and filthy, dirty. But the Queen of England then knighted him. He was knighted because of that book. You become a knight when you reach the highest levels of Satanism. You are an open worshipper of the devil. Now you are a knight. Are you ready to become a knight? The world will show the evil as good and good as evil. But because we learned from television, we learned a lie. What is the truth of the whole matter? Allah Tabarakallah says, وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. That there's a great need in the world that people start seeing with these eyes, not with this eye. This eye will only show you around the world what's happening on the outside. With this eye, you will see on the magazine a picture of a girl smiling. Or that man is driving his car and he will see whatever they call it, like a hammock. Hammock is hanging between two trees and you get one uncle lying there. Next to that uncle, there's a smart new car. So that uncle who's driving his old jalopy, his Toyota, he'll look up there. And he will start dreaming, ah, if only I got that car. Why he wants the car? Because he sees next to the car, there's that hammock, and there's a man relaxing there. So he says, hey, if I get that car, I'll also relax. And more than the relaxing, he sees next to the car, there's a pretty auntie without trousers on. Now he says, she'll also come part of the package. Now his whole dream is to buy the car. I get the car, I'll get the girl. I'll get the girl, I'll get the peace of mind. I'll relax. Doesn't happen. He'll go searching for the girl, for the car. Why he saw the girl on a picture? Go into that girl's life, however. And you will see during the day she's smiling for the magazine. And at night she's far crying. She got no life. She has to take that pill to make her sleep. She has to take a drug. We just left the museum just now. We drove past one boy. So we made salam to him, he also made salam to us, but his salam was a different, he was seeing through us. He was already on a high, which high he was. My son, he saw someone on drugs. So the world of drugs will make it thrilling for you. You take your first drug, you fly in there. With that drug, the world of the jinnat open. So you entered your spaceship. Now you're in your spaceship, you go boom, out of the lens. Now you're flying in the air, you're seeing Cinderella, you see Humpty Dumpty, you see a lot of things in the world of drugs. But when you land, you become an idiot. So my son walked past one big boy. Now he's looking at the sky and he's going, hey, 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 hey. Now he's wondering, what's this, hey, hey? But he's seeing things happening in the sky. Drugs. Now you try to take that boy out of drugs. First he was making, hey, 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 in the drug. You tell him, stop your drugs. Now he's running in front of you and saying, he's going to catch me, he's going to catch me. No one's behind him. But he sees horses coming behind him. How that boy will live. But the world never showed it before he took the first drug. Before he first took the first drug, everything was a thrill. When the drug was taken, finished. The lie only becomes real the day you die. That's too late. One boy was hooked because of his friends. Every night coming home, coming home, coming home. One night it happened, he entered the kitchen, his sister was there. This was in an Arab land, so the girls are obviously girls of haya, parda. And she saw, you can see in the eye already, he's gone. So she told him, what are you up to? And she had so much of fikr for her brother. That whole night now she's trying to explain to him, what are you doing? We can't allow this here. I can't let it happen. And he sent the message to his friends, you know what, I got caught today. And he's trying to explain to his sister somehow or the other, in this world, your friends are your enemies if you're going to now start pumping out. So someone told him, you better make sure she doesn't give out the message tomorrow morning. He said, no, I trust my sister. He said, you can't trust no one in this game. So on that message, he's asking them what you must do. They said, the best is that one pill that you got now, you put it in her cup. He said, I can't do a thing like that. My sister, they told him, if you don't do it, then we'll finish you up also. So that pill, that one tablet fell in her drink. And when she took that coffee with him, as they were discussing, she went flying into the air. She went. She was gone. And when she landed, she was like, oh, what was that? So then he told her, that's what's taking me out every night. And the amazing thing in this game of desire is, a boy at the ending reaches a limit where he can say no. When the girl reaches that limit, she can't say no. She got less ability to hold than the boy. So she got hooked. Now she was hooked, now he was hooked. So now no one's going to spy. And they're carrying on little bit money she got now. They're buying the drug, buying the drug. A time comes where it starts free, it gets expensive, and then it gets beyond your expense. So he couldn't afford it. So he goes to eat that night, he and his sister are thirsty, like, you want the drug? So they land up by the dealer, and that's when the dealer shows true colors. Now you got no money, now he's not going to give you the first for free. So he said, no problem, I can give you on loan. But I'll give you the drug on loan, you give me your sister on loan. It's only one night. And that's their world. You can be a girl of parda, you can be anything. So that boy, he said, are you mad? And he wanted to punch the man. This is my sister. And he grabbed her and he went. And when they reached the house now, he told her, this is the end. We can't do it anymore. And somehow or the other now, he stopped and she stopped. Now things started carrying on. Life has to carry on. But the desire doesn't just die. You have to break it now. You started it. Shaitan never told you it's a lie. Now when you're in it, you want to come out. You'll have to pull yourself out. You can die in the pull. So that boy now told his sister, this is the end. He carried on in school and she carried on in her school. And then because her marks weren't so good, so she told her father she has to start going for tuition, and a lot of extra money was given. And she would go, she would come back late because there was a lot of tuition taking place. One day the boy couldn't manage anymore. But he can't tell his sister he's going because he promised to be ending this game. So without telling her anything, he goes. He walks, then he thinks, must I go back home? That's how you, when you give up a cigarette also, is the same story. You want to, then say, okay, one more cigarette. You want to, one more. That one more never comes to an end. You'll have to one day say, finish. Otherwise, it doesn't finish. Finally, he pulls, goes around, comes back. Finally, he landed by the dealer's house. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, he knocked on the door. He doesn't want to knock, but he wants that drug. But when he knocked on the door, dealer never opened the door. His sister opened. She had no niqab, she had no scarf. She was dressed in a nightgown, filthy gown. And she was also goofed. And she's looking at him with red eyes, she doesn't know, she asked, what you want? He saw that he understood the whole history. That she wasn't going for no tuition. She couldn't stay away from the drug. When the man said, I want to take her on loan, she went and gave herself on loan. She was spending every night by the dealer selling her body. But it was a girl who had come from a life of parda. One drug. That one look, like heart attack. He says, what? But she's not even responding. He goes, before the drug dealer can come, he's gone. He goes home. Now that night, he says, on the musalla, he's crying. He's crying. He doesn't know, what did I do to my sister? Now he's thinking all night. In the morning, he says, I have to tell my father. This has to end. His sister had sold herself. And as he's writing the story, he says, as I was coming downstairs, I could hear my father on the phone saying, what, where? And I came down and my father was shocked. I asked him, what happened? He said, your sister met up in an accident. So we jumped in the car, we came to one place, there was that car there, she was in the car with the dealer. And there was an accident, she was dead, he was dead. So she died in zina, she died in fal, she died in drugs, whatever she died in. But the end of the story now, he writes, he ends his story on these lines. He says, oh Allah, I know I killed my sister. That I have accepted. But I am asking you one thing. That if you have to punish someone because of this drug, then let my sister not burn in Jahannam, let me burn in Jahannam. Don't take her. Because I put her. That lie, Shaitan will never show you when you see it on the magazine. You'll see the smile. But when you go in their life, behind the scenes, you will see that person is dying, looking for the truth. One person accepted Islam, he came to the madrasa. So he was from the land where everything is free, Germany. That's what we all want, freedom. You might think your Google give you freedom, but it never gave you. Because on Google you can see your porn, but you're always scared who's looking from back. So you look that way, you look that way. Then you check up the site, then you always look for whatever the button is called, delete my history. Then you delete your history, you make sure no one ever sees. Why? Because you're still scared. But you get certain lands where the person is not scared at all. It's free, everything free. Whatever you want. So from that land this person comes, he accepted Islam. So we asked him one day to speak to the students, why did you accept Islam? So he says, you know, my life was so filthy, filthy, filthy. But while you are outside of it, you think, hey, this is top stuff. Everyone wants, if I walk in there and three girls go, wow, to me, I'm the boss. I want to walk in the school with the haircut that pulls every girl's attention to me. I want to walk in a school with a phone that pulls the attention to me. I want to walk in a school with a bounce that makes everyone look at me. I want to be the. That's a lie, that. Because then the girl doesn't fall in love with you, she falls in love with your shoes. She doesn't fall in love with you, she falls in love with your phone. She's not in love with you, she's in love with your bounce. So she might even marry you for the bounce, for the phone, for the shoes. But the day you become you, meaning your shoes have to come out one day, isn't it? You might get married and you're on the height. Funny, funny things are happening. You might be rubbing her, she might be rubbing you, because you're married. Now you're smelling lovely, lovely fragrances, rose petals and whatever. But the time will come where you and she will become dada and dadi. Then again you'll have to rub your wife, but now with zambak. She'll be rubbing you, your back is paining, her back. Now she hasn't got the looks that you married her for, and you haven't got the shoes that she married you for. Now when you go toilet, before you reach the toilet, already half is out. Now who's going to clean? That girl who married you because of your bounce is not going to clean. That girl who married you as a faithful wife, she won't tell anyone. She will clean it and she'll keep quiet about it. She'll look after your izzat. But the lying world, they'll never do it. It's all a lie. So to come, so that man said, our life was, first night was Monday. Monday, as you walk in the business, you angry with the world is angry with you. Every person you see, you want to just kill, you want to punch. That's why it's called Blue Monday. We don't see Blue Mondays like how it's seen. Blue Monday, no one makes hello, no one says goodbye. Everyone just hates the other. He says, in Tuesday, things start calming down, now you start seeing people around you, how's it? But you're just waiting for Thursday night, Friday night. So on Wednesday with your gang again, you start planning where we're going to go this week, which new club, because you already tried the clubs. Filth is such, that once you get into filth, it's filth. Then you know it's filthy, but you can't stay out of it. Before you enter into the dirt, you don't see the stool. So that person who puts his hand in the stool, but he doesn't know it's stool, he still thinks, hey, this is like top stuff. But the day comes when you know it's stool, but you still have to put your hand in because the crave is killing you. That man went to the shop. So they had a top sale. He looked at the sale paper, he needed those things, how cheap it was. So when he went there, it was cat food. He needed cat food. So he had his trolley, he put 1, 2, 3, 4. As he put the fifth one, the manager was there. He said, what are you up to? You emptying your whole store. He said, it's on sale. So the manager never wanted him to take so much. Nowadays they say you only allow 3. But that manager never have that law. So he asked him, what you need this cat food for? He said, for my cat. He said, so much food. He said, where's your cat? He said, my cat is at home. He said, I don't believe you. You're taking it to sell on the market. He said, I'm telling you it's for my cat. He says, why you never bring your cat? He put it all back. He said, I'm sorry, sir. That man was very upset. Whatever happened, he went away home. After a while, he saw in the paper, dog food was on sale. And he had his dog. He landed up there. He had his trolley. As his loading manager landed up. He said, what are you up to? He said, you're that same guy. He said, you know what? I'm buying for my dog. He said, why didn't you bring the dog? He said, what must I bring a dog for? He said, I'm sorry, sir. You get out. Now you are burning. After a while, there was something else on sale. So what he did, he took a small parcel, like how you have your samosa parcel, your pies parcel, your wife gives you, your mother gives you, like your sandwich, and it's wrapped up. He had his parcel, he kept it in his hand because he knew I'm going to meet the manager. When he landed up there with his trolley, he was holding the parcel also. So as he came there to the place where he needed his items, the manager landed up. He said, what are you up to now? You're always causing problems. So he looked at the manager. Now you can see now when you want to protect something, you like hide it and you show it. So the manager say, what's that? So he said, no. So he said, what is that? So he said, no, don't worry about it. So the manager, when you want to grab something, you don't think. So the manager pushed his hand in. So when the hand went inside, in Urdu they say, kuch naram naram, kuch garam garam. Little bit soft, little bit warm. So he's feeling, he said, what is this? So then he gave his smile. He said, you know me, I came to buy toilet paper. I brought the sample also. Here's your sample. You wanted the cat. You wanted the dog. Now I need toilet paper. You wanted it. That man now, he's not going to put his hand second time in. He won't. But in the world of drugs, a time will come when you will see stool as stool. But that pull will pull you back in the stool. And you don't want to do it, but again you'll go in. And you don't want to do it, and again you'll go. That man now looks for suicide. So he says, on Wednesday we'll start planning which club. But which club? You tried every club. You tried every woman. You tried every fell. He says, Thursday night now we're just waiting, and Friday, once it's Friday, we're out. From the time shops close, you got no deen, no religion. So you'll end up in the club. Now you just start dancing till you die. You don't know what's happening. You'll meet any girl, and in today's time you meet any boy also. It will be boy to boy, girl to girl. Nowadays it's even man to anyone. Everything happens in the world. He said, I would not know in the ending which girl I would take home. I wouldn't know. Next morning I would wake up, I would be drunk, drunk, drunk. Then we're just getting sober. One more night, Saturday night, just loving it, loving it. And already Saturday night, while you're doing your evil, you're hating Sunday. Because Sunday means the coming of Monday. Sunday you just sleep from the morning right till the evening. Because you're drunk, drunk, drunk. And Monday morning again you walk in the shops, in the business, and you want to kill. He says, this was my life. This is the life on reality. Allah has saved us from this, yeah, with purity. But man don't want purity. Man wants to try that step. It's a filthy step. He says, a time came in my life, I was so fed up with life, that I was walking through that forest where it was famous that in this forest people get killed. He said, I would walk daily in that forest that someone must attack me. Just to die and get out of it. A person of no iman doesn't know when you die, you don't get out of it, you go into it. The punishment starts after. Our life starts after death. We got purity living, we got purity dying. As long as we are alive, how pure we are. And when you die, many boys don't know this yet. Many people, when they saw someone dying, they get very scared. So they say, me, I want to live, I don't want to die. See, why you don't want to die? Because he thinks death means the end. Our death means the starting. In Islam, death is the beginning of the world. In Islam, death is the end of all imtihan. In Islam, death is the end of all no's. When someone says no to you, no to you, want that girl, as long as you're alive, it's no. You want that fish, as long as alive, it's no. You want that person to be your friend, as long as you're alive, it's no. The day you die, and you go into the mirror of Jannah, every no becomes yes now. Life starts. The man landed up by the doctor. You never know what death is. So he landed up by the doctor. Doctor felt him, took him. So you know what, my friend, you're very sick. You got high blood pressure. You got sugar. You got this. You got that. He went to his car. His wife told him, what happened by the doctor? He told her, I got blood pressure. She gave him a thrashing. A wife is a wife. Finished him. She said, from tomorrow, I'm going to put you straight. So next morning when he woke up looking for his eggs and sausages, he found salad. Now who wants to eat salad? You eat salad with something. Only salad. He said, where's my egg? She said, I checked up on the internet. You must only eat salad. Bring your blood pressure. Bring this down. How much salad you going to eat? You eat salad until it comes out from your ears also. So lunch salad, supper salad, breakfast salad, lunch salad. And now every time he sees his friend eating a chocolate and he wants it, he looks at his wife like the small, like baby lion to the master. Can I have? And his wife telling him, you listen to me and you live 10 years longer. But no chocolate. Everyone wants to live. So he will carry on. He would play his golf. He will go for his swimming. He'll do his jogging. 4 o'clock in the morning, he's on his treadmill jogging. Ask him, what are you up to? You're not sleeping. You're not eating. You're not doing anything. He says, I have to live. This is called living. This is the lie of the world. A time comes one day he and his wife are in the car and there's a car accident. Boof. And then he dies and she dies. But now life starts. Now when they die, they land up in paradise. So you have the angel say, welcome Mr., welcome Mrs., come inside, come inside. So because he was a golfer, the first thing you'll see in Jannah is a golf course. Whatever you are. If your game was racing cars, you'll see a racing car there. If your game was girls, you'll see the girl waiting for whatever your game. Your game is food, fish will be there in Jannah. First thing you'll see is fish, galeji. Whatever your game is, Jannah will meet you with that. So he saw a golf course. So he said, what a golf course. So he asked the angel, how much it costs to enter the club? Because to play golf is an expensive game. The ball is cheap, but the fees are expensive. So the angel said, sir, this is Jannah. In Jannah, everything is free. He said, you don't lie to me. In the world, it's the same story. Free, and then you see in the bottom there, you pay so much. Always. That's why nothing is free. Always you pay. You have to work it out, calculate. Finally, he played his game of golf. First time in his life, his wife was saying, wow. His wife was saying, I never knew you whack so. He was hitting the ball in up in the hole, hole in one. This was a game. What a game. Your first time in your life, your wife says, wow. No one's wife will ever say, wow. Even a sheikh's wife, I can tell you, she'll never say, hey, you, like, make dua for me. Ever saw a wife telling husband, make dua for me? She'll tell him, ask that sheikh to make dua for me. She'll never tell him, make dua for me. That's a wife. And the day your wife tells you, make dua, then you know something. That was the bayan. One man, he picked up the phone. So the woman on the other side said, darling. Once darling comes, it means, you know, I got something. She says, you know that handbag I always wanted and you promised me from the time we got married. That thing is here on sale. And it's not so expensive, it's just... So he said, how much? So he said, about 1,500 pounds. So he said, huh? He said, okay, never mind, don't worry. She said, hey, I can't thank you enough. So now when that spot is hot, you strike. She said, and you know what, I'm feeling hard to tell you, but can? He said, no problem, you can. What's it? He says, you know, I was driving past and that car... Always we thought of that car. That car is there now. And I saw our bank balance and we can just fit it in the car allowance. So can't we just sell the old one, buy the new one? He said, how much? He said, no, tell me how much. He says, about 25,000 pounds. So he says, hey, that's steep. Okay, never mind. She said, darling, what's happening today? She said, can I try one more? He said, no problem. He said, you know that house, the dream house? It's only 250,000 pounds. Is it hard? Because I saw the house allowance, so he said, hey, you know, you're pushing me a little bit, but okay, never mind, take that also. He said, darling, tonight, I'll show you my love. So he said, no problem, darling, kiss, kiss, put the phone down. As he put the phone down, he said, whose cell phone is this? That's the only darling you'll get. He said, yes, no problem, no problem. You never know whose wife, you never know whose husband. And so that man, when you go home, his whole account will be empty. In this world, your wife will never call you darling. If she calls you darling, it means mother-in-law is coming. This man, he phoned home. He said, you know what? Mom's coming. His wife got upset. She said she was just here the other month. Every now and then, she got no other house to go to. Because it's his mother. She was just here. And what time she comes? She always comes 3 o'clock in the morning. Who's going to go to the airport to fetch her 3 o'clock in the morning? Can't she think? And that Sunday she lands up, Sunday is my day of rest. Now I have to think of making eggs, I have to think of making... So he says, darling, darling, she's giving him such a lashing until finally he said, darling, your mummy is coming. He said, mom is coming, wow. Hey, she hasn't been here for very long, man. Sunday was sorry. She said, I know 3 o'clock is hard, but the taxi driver gave me his number the other day. Don't worry, I'll phone him now. And you know what, Sunday is the ideal time. We're all free, the children don't have to worry. Oh, sorry, Jane. That's life. The day you die, that's the day your wife will say, wow, you the sheikh. I want to make your khidmat. What can I do for you? That's the day. Not in this world. So he landed up in Jannah playing golf. His wife said, wow, what a game. As they carried on, there was a swimming pool. So he went for his swim. She went for his swim. Her swim. When you swim after you get hungry. When you get hungry now, he landed up in the breakfast area. Breakfast was ready. Divine breakfast. And when you enter the breakfast of Jannah, what you going to see? You're going to see tandoori chicken. You're going to see omelets. You're going to see this buck meat. Whatever you can dream about, you're going to see. Everything you're going to see. And together with that day, you're going to see salads also. But because he was prepared in salads, so instead of going right, he started going this way towards the salads. So the angel will tell him, sir, you start in that direction and you end there. So he said, you know me, I got blood pressure. So the angel will tell him, sir, how much I must tell you? In Jannah, there's no sickness. There's no blood pressure, there's no cancer, there's no AIDS. In Jannah, you do what you want. In Jannah, you see who you want. In Jannah, you touch what you want. In Jannah, you eat. Whatever the angel is saying, he's not registering. Until finally, he starts understanding the concept. So all his life, what his wife would say, you listen to me, you live 10 years longer. Now in Jannah, now you look at his wife and you say, you idiot, I should have died 10 years ago. 10 years of salads. For what? For nothing. But we don't know what reality is. So we think this is the world with Google, with porn, with Cinderella, with romance, with Romeo, Juliet, with Anne and Jam and all these funny stories. Our condition is the condition of a man on his bed. He's almost dying. When you're dying, even your desire dies. At that time, the prettiest nurse comes. And she says, sir, can I take your pulse? She'll take your pulse, but nothing else will happen. Any other time in life, someone touches you, Lord happens. But not when you're dying. At that time also, no one wants to die. So what will happen as he's on his bed? He's looking at his wife. He's looking at his Ruqayya. His Ruqayya is a beautiful wife. But now she's old. He's thinking of Ruqayya. Remember the days we went, the nights we went. Remember we went to Italy, we went to America. Remember the good old days, the bad old days, the difficult days, the happy days, whatever, Ruqayya, Ruqayya, Ruqayya. And now he's crying. He says, Ruqayya, I don't want to leave you, Ruqayya. Then he says, who'll look after my beloved Ruqayya? Now she's an old daddy, nani, who's gonna look after? His sons are married, daughters are married. He says, who's gonna look after my Ruqayya? And he's saying, Ruqayya, Ruqayya, Allah Pak says, this idiot hasn't understood, life is gonna start. Man. So what happens? Almighty Allah says, one whore of Jannah, you just go call him now. Now when that whore, he sees, as he's saying, Ruqayya, Ruqayya, you see his eyes start getting hard. Because now he's looking into Jannah. And as he's looking into Jannah, he sees one door opening, and the wind is blowing. As the wind is blowing, she's coming, her hair is blowing, her clothes is blowing. And as she comes there, then she only has to go like this, yeah. Now, that pulse will start going there. Everything, whatever wasn't going now will start going again. And then once she makes one, mwah, what he'll say, he'll say, I'm sure Allah will look after my Ruqayya. I am gone now. Every man will kick Ruqayya in the butt. And every Ruqayya will kick Ahmad in the butt. The day our life starts is when we die. While we're alive, be faithful to Almighty Allah. Don't fall for shaitan. Don't fall for the lie. Don't fall for the drug. Don't fall for the pill. And never ever trust your Google and your internet. Come out of the lie, and this eye will open up. When this eye will open, you will see Fir'aun as he was. You will see Haman as he was. You will see wealth as it is. You will see a filthy girl who puts her head in front of you with that lovely, lovely lipstick and that eyes and how she looks. But when you will look at her, you will look at her that you are a demon. You are a spook. That Gaga, that lady, whatever her name is, she looks like a spook. But the boy who looks at her doesn't see she's a spook, he sees she's a fairy. But if this eye can open up, you will see shaitan behind her. And when man sees shaitan, you will never say, wow, shaitan. To be able to see shaitan behind the filth and the evil. When you brine, then you will see as that fire goes up. Then after a while that coal comes, it's all red, but there's no fire. Now you put the meat. But then after sometimes one piece of fat might fall into that braai stand. And now you're trying to grab that meat. As you grab it, you'll see fire from nowhere coming up. And it'll burn your finger, it'll burn that meat. And in that fire, you will see a sinister look. That's your shaitan. He's behind, he's under. He's evil, he's filthy, he's dirty. But he just stays under. He just waits for you to come close so that he can grab. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it, he doesn't grab us. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala grant us all.